This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
You're listening to the station that's been owned and operated by your friends and neighbors for over 72 years.
814. Five in a row. Come on, baby, let's boogie.
Number one then, and number one in local talk now.
Join me, Paul Preston, for Agenda 21 Radio.
I'm Bob Day, host of The Great American Story.
You're listening to The Good Life with me, Mike the Wine Guy.
KMYC, 1410 AM, Marysville, Cuba City.
Hello and welcome to New State Talk Radio. This is the radio show that talks about the new state of California. New California, it's now being called. We're taking back California. So welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. If you'd like more information on the formation of New State California, actually we've now named it, we've branded it, New California. A new state is rising in California called New California. You can call area code 530-870-8569 to get more information. That's 530-870-8569. Yeah, and you can also check out the website called newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. I say again, newcaliforniastate.com. 41 counties versus 18. 41 counties involved in the formation of New California. Imagine that. Anyway, we're going to be talking about that today. We're also going to be talking about, you know, this whole thing that with Hurricane Harvey is a great lesson to learn about emergency preparedness. And especially when you're in an area in which you know there may be an impending emergency 5 or 6 months from now, how you can handle yourself. Because, you know, it's been 124 months since the last hurricane of this magnitude, even remotely close to what's happening with Harvey right now, came ashore in the United States. It's been a long, long time. But, you know, so, you know, our skills and our skill ability basically to respond to these kind of things is a little bit, you know, hesitant. But, you know, there is a lot to learn with Hurricane Harvey. If you've been tracking it, boy, has it been a blockbuster of a hurricane. But I bring this up because, as you know, here in Northern California, we have the situation going on with the Oroville Dam. And we're learning more and more and more about the details of February 12th and actually the incident starting from the 7th of February 2017 all the way to the lead-up of, well, February 12th, in which 188,000 people, or between that and 200,000 people, mass evacuated only minutes before the dam was about to go. A lot can be learned from all that. And we're going to try and bring that to a little bit of fruition for you so you do understand what can and cannot be what doesn't happen now and what we can do to prepare for the future. And this is a lesson to be learned by everybody in the country. So those of you that are out there listening to our streaming right now in other parts of the country, you know, take heed. If you don't have certain safety things, certain early warning systems put in place for your your possible catastrophes that might happen, be it a storm or be it a flood or something like that, then you need to start looking at ways in which you can start to protect yourself and take care of that. Okay, the Oroville Dam situation has not gone away for all of us in Northern California. Like I said, we're finding out more and more information about those events, and we're going to be talking about those events here on New State Radio. And once again, we're going to be talking about New California, which is the brand name now that has been labeled onto, well, the new state, 41 counties and counting, perhaps, of the 58 counties that want to join and become part of New California. It's absolutely a phenomenal movement, and we're going to be talking about that in just a little bit. First of all, I want to get into this Hurricane Harvey business. And we have Fox News. This is Janice Dean reporting on why this particular storm is uniquely dangerous. Now, and part of the danger from this kind of a storm is the lack of preparedness that has gone into the potential for a storm like this by the citizenry in the track of the storm. Now, so that's why it's so uniquely different about what's going on in Northern California with Oroville Dam. Because, as you know, on February 12th, the dam, if it had not, if Sheriff Corey Honey had not called the emergency and pulled that, as he said in his comments, the big red lever, and started to get over 200,000, nearly 200,000 people out of their homes and onto the cars and onto the road, and really sent off a major red flag to the Department of Water Resources to start dropping the water drastically behind the dam there, the Oroville Lake, the reservoir of the dam. We may have lost a million people. Yeah, the inundation zone, which I live in, by the way, and which I would have been one of those people lost. Something to think about. But you need to be prepared and be thinking in advance. And we're going to listen to Janice Dean right now talk about why Harvey is so different.
It doesn't look good, unfortunately, as we look ahead. This storm is going to stall, and it's going to continue to bring unprecedented rainfall across Texas. And I just want to show you the evolution of this storm from Wednesday to Friday when it became a monster Category 4 hurricane making landfall. The first time we've seen a Category 4 make landfall across the U.S. mainland since 2004. Also want to make mention here, we have a tornado watch in effect until 1 p.m. local time. And I think if we zoom in, we have a tornado-warned storm right now in the Beaumont area, north and east of Beaumont. So with these landfalling hurricanes, with these tropical systems, we've already got the rotation from the counterclockwise motion. And sometimes we see these weak tornadoes, but they can still pop up. And that's why we have the severe threat ongoing through tonight for tornadic activity. So watching this. Now, watch the European model. This is one of our reliable forecast models as we go further out in time. And that's why I want people to not let your guard down and not say this is over and we're just going to be dealing with a rain event, because this model actually shows this storm hovering Sunday, Monday, and then as we get into Tuesday, coming back into the Gulf of Mexico and then perhaps making a second landfall around Galveston. So that's why this is almost unprecedented. Meteorologically, we haven't seen something like this. And when we're talking about storm rainfall totals of over 50 inches, this is going to be life-threatening, catastrophic, and a potential disaster in the making as we go through the next couple of days. I mean, we've never seen storm totals like this. They actually had to add a new color on the graphics in the National Weather Service, because we don't see 50, 60 inches of rainfall. And then as you go up towards Houston, 16, 17 inches here. And again, so don't let your guard down and listen to your local officials, listen to your local forecasts. We're going to be talking about the storm well into next week. Liz, Leland, back
to you. Yeah, I just think it's unbelievable, Janice. I mean, I've only been covering hurricanes for the better half of a decade, but I don't know if there's been a time where I've heard you heed these type of warnings, because so often the system does move out, or it weakens maybe a little bit more quickly, and we just don't see the sheer amount of rainfall. So it is unprecedented, at least it hasn't been decades and decades, but it's been quite a few, and it's fascinating and it's scary. So
in some cases, a year's worth of rain in just a matter of hours for this region.
That's unbelievable. All right, yeah. Janice Dean, we'll check in with you a little bit later. Thank you so much for the very latest.
A year's worth of rainfall in just a few hours. Now, that's not unprecedented, actually, in Northern California, because we've seen that before. Yeah, a year's worth of rain in just a matter of a few days. 1997, I can remember explicitly myself. I can remember those sort of things. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on New State Talk Radio.
And you don't know what you got till it's gone. You'd be in paradise and put up a fucking lie.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
We'd like to thank you for doing business with Deitch Insurance. We're running 56 years strong. On June 14th, we have a golf tournament coming up for the local youth. And in October, we have a Shred Day. Relationship allows us to be one of the 14th largest our ally nationwide, Hartford, Fireman's Fund, California Insurance Group, Mercury, Liberty Mutual, as well as Blue.
Is brought to you by the Sutter Buttes Tea Party page. Every Monday,
appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin.
And for you coin collectors.
And for...
You can catch me in Phoenix. You can catch me in Phoenix, Arizona, or Sacramento, California. Yeah, St. Paul, Minnesota, maybe Juneau, Alaska. Yeah, I want to take a little trip somewhere. Yeah, places I've never been.
And we're back here on New State Talk Radio, and we're talking about emergency preparedness. You know, it's really important to be prepared for just about any contingency. And you can see that as we're going to play another clip here, there were a lot of people that have really been caught, even in this day and age in which there's so much available in terms of, you know, your prepper foods and prepper arrangements and things like that, that people are not prepared because, you know, the life is good, right? And you wake up every day and it's sunny or whatever, and, you know, the weather isn't all that extreme, and all of a sudden, shazam, boom, you're hit. You're not prepared for it. And that's the problem. You know, when rainy season starts to come in to wherever we're living in this world, we have to be ready for, well, the inevitable, or if there's snows, or if there's earthquake. I mean, you know, when in Southern California, when I was living down there and I was a school administrator, we did emergency drills with earthquakes just about every month. Yeah, that's not unusual because, you know, you have so many earthquakes. And oftentimes when we had swarms of earthquakes, which, you know, I can remember, gosh, it must have been in the, late 80s when we had the Whittier earthquake, and we had swarms of earthquakes, Sylmar and so on. For about a six-month period, we were doing drills all the time because, you know, geez, when the Whittier earthquake hit, I was in a classroom with kids and shaking and rattling and everything. Buildings were damaged, and people actually died just a few miles away from us in buildings and schools. I mean, it was just absolute. So we trained, and we were prepared. And apparently, in this hurricane, because we have not had a hurricane hit in such a long time, people have been caught flat-footed, and there's a whole lot of strange stuff going on. And this is the kind of stuff that will go on. I don't care where you're at or what you're talking about. If you just take a look at what's going on in various, let's say with your prepper foods as an example. If you're not prepared, then you're going to get scammed. There's reports right now in Texas and in parts of in Louisiana, where people are charging $100 for a case of bottled water. I want you to think about that.
Hurricane Harvey are already seeing price gouging. Officials in Texas report some retailers and gas stations are selling cases of water for up to $99. Can you believe that? It's against the law in Texas for retailers to hike prices of essential items during a disaster. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton joins me now. So glad that you're here with us to talk about this. Welcome to you, sir.
Well, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. And thanks for bringing up this issue. It's very important to my constituents.
Absolutely. And, you know, I do want to mention there is so much good that we see come from communities when they are hit so hard. But this does seem to be an unfortunate result in some places when people see that opportunity to profit. So how exactly do you stop it?
Well, so we have on our website a call-in number. We also, our website, you can report it. We've had over 200 complaints, and so we're fortunate with technology today. People can send in pictures. They can, you know, email us. And so we're out looking at the ones we've gotten, and that's how we know about the $42, you know, case of water and the $99 case of water. It's because of people letting us know. And we appreciate people letting us know, because that's really the way we can get our job done.
And then what are the penalties for people who are doing this?
They're fairly stiff, and I think a lot of people don't realize that. It's $20,000 per occurrence, and if you do this to somebody over 65, it's $250,000 per occurrence, up to. So, you know, I don't think a lot of people are aware of the penalties, and part of what we want to do is let people know, hey, if you do this, there could be some fairly stiff penalties.
Now, you mentioned that website. I imagine you're getting calls, too. What are you hearing about how people are gouging hurricane victims at this point? You know, the stories about the water. We've been hearing some stories about gas prices. But what are some other scenarios that you're hearing?
You know, in the past, one of the big problems we've had is hotels jacking up prices significantly, because gouging is typically for us anything more than 10% of the normal market rate over the last 3 months. So, you know, anything that's beyond that, we're going to look at it. If people report it to us, we're going to look at it.
You mentioned, and we've been talking about the power outages and the phone lines down, and then you talked about how people should go online and report this stuff and upload photos. A lot of people aren't going to be able to do that immediately. They will be maybe in the coming days. So how are you able to get the word out to them? Do you have teams on the ground? Do you have people going up and down the streets looking to see if this is happening?
Well, people, although there's some that don't have communications, we are getting a lot of phone calls. I've got an entire staff over at my office taking phone calls. They're working right now. So while the system's not perfect given the lack of communication in some places, so far it's working pretty well, and we're not going to quit working. We're assuming that as communications get back up, we'll get more communication from people that have seen or have had problems with gouging.
And so at this point, how can the good people of Texas protect themselves? You know, everybody that is in this path of destruction and is now going to be dealing with the flooding and all that that's going to bring. Yeah, how do people protect themselves when they're going to come across something that they may really need?
You know, it's I think part of the solution here is I think a lot of these retailers are trying to do the right thing. And as their supply chain gets picked back up over the next couple of days, they'll be providing some of the resources. We also have teams on the ground in some of the top 25 affected counties. There are rescue squads that are bringing in supplies. So as we have had more time, we've been able to supply more of the areas with some of those necessary supplies. And I think as time goes on, you'll see more of that done.
Do you have a direct message, perhaps, for those hiking prices right now? And if they're watching or listening to us on satellite radio and thinking about making a buck, do you have something that you would like to say to them?
I guess what I'd like to say is, you know, when people are suffering, this is not the right time to take advantage of people. The time to do that was in normal times. If you want to make a profit, that's fine. But don't be unreasonable when people are in need of some necessary things. And if you do it, it's very likely we're going to find out about it, and we're going to pursue you, whether it's now or in a week or in a month.
I want you to give me those numbers one more time in case anybody missed it. What are the penalties again? They're very, very steep.
It's $20,000, up to $20,000 per occurrence. And if you do this to somebody that's over 65, you could be penalized up to $250,000 per occurrence. So obviously those are dramatic penalties, and I would assume people making a profit, this is going to take the profit out of what they're doing.
Sure. Absolutely. All right. Well, Ken Paxton, thank you so much for being with us.
Well, that's just ducky now, isn't it? You know, people taking advantage of other people like that. That's why I say you have to be prepared. You know, and stock up, do the things you need to do so you don't run into that sort of situation where people are going to charge you $100, $99 for water. I mean, it's just absolutely absurd, isn't it? That's why be prepared, stock up, get your prepper stuff, all the things you need to do before any kind of emergency. And also another key thing that is very, very important is know where you're going and know how to get there, and plan in advance to get out early. That's the key thing. Now, some of the stuff we're going to have to be watching here in Northern California with Oroville Dam as an example. When the rainy season comes, first of all, pay attention to what's going on at the dam right now even. They're working on the spillway. You know, there's a lot of things going on, and we're going to be talking about it in the next couple of weeks on Agenda 21 Radio. There's just tons of things happening. And, you know, so be prepared when the weather patterns start to come in and the water in the reservoir starts to fill up and you've got all this, and especially if we have another super rainy season like we did last year, or if it turns out, you know, with El Nino coming along, which is they're predicting El Nino this year, which is going to be a super wet season, as they say, We might have these rivers of water coming in. You've got to be prepared about what's going to be happening in that reservoir, because if something does happen, you have to act. That's the key thing. Know your routes out of here. Now, it's interesting that government officials have been pretty much moot on the issue of how to advise people on how to get out of their houses. Now, this is one of the big things that happened with the Oroville Dam situation, was that no one really kind of knew what was going on. There was emergency alerts on radios and on TVs, but that really wasn't all that was covering it. A lot of people didn't have their TVs or radios on. They were doing other things. So, you know, early warning systems have been absolutely defeated and taken out of the entire valley. Why is that? Why is that? Why have all the horns and sirens and wailers been disconnected all throughout with from all the fire stations in the area? You know, those are the best early warning sirens systems that you can have. And in the case of February 12th, there was no warning going on. There were no sirens. There were no wailing going on. Just silence coming from the emergency systems. What system? There was no system. That's the point. It's been defeated, and why is the big question. We'll be back.
For any emergency, Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals, organic family packs, Numana Foods has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. When the time comes to rely upon your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana by going to numana.com/agenda. That's numana.com/agenda. 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 Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
Indiana, in Hartford, Connecticut, need an encore. Smelling pine trees in Augusta, Maine, I like Topeka, Kansas, I'm glad that I came, but I've never been to Salt Lake City, in Utah or Richmond, Virginia. Gonna see Bismarck, North Dakota, in Charleston, West Virginia.
And we're back here on New State Talk Radio. And again, the big announcement, I guess, for New State Talk Radio is what's going on with New California. The New California State Initiative, yeah, to form a new state out of California. It's absolutely an incredible visual, if you will. And you can go to, it's called, now listen to this, this is the website. It's called NewCaliforniaState.com, NewCaliforniaState.com. And you can get a glimpse at the proposed new state, the New California, as opposed to the old California. And you're going to see it's quite stunning to look at. It goes from the Oregon border to the Mexican border. It is and it's all rural. 15 million people in new state, as opposed to 25 million in the old California. So New California, 15 million people. I mean, you talk about representation. Boy, does that cut it down from 40 million people to 15 million people. Come on. That's just an absolute, I mean, you talk about representation, that's the overnight solving of the problem. Yeah, New California. You don't need a lawsuit for that. You need people to work hard on forming New California. North and South, New California. And you know, it's going to be an absolute fabulous state because the governance systems that are being proposed and talked about are much like Texas. Yeah, a two-year legislative cycle. So you don't have this 24-7, 365. It's almost like a news cycle these days, isn't it? The legislative cycle down there? It's a legislative manufacturing plant, Sacramento. And look what you get. You get tyranny. I mean, it's just a natural. The more you regulate, the more tyranny you get. And that's exactly the way California functions. It's a tyranny. And it's time to throw off the shackles of the tyranny, just much exactly the same as what we did with King George and the English Empire in 1776 when we declared our independence as a new nation. Same thing. It's kind of interesting when you take a look and read. Go and read the Declaration of Independence of 1776. It is absolutely a phenomenal document. And it's because it just... You can say, you can substitute King George for the California government or even Jerry Brown and say, oh my gosh, it's exactly the same. The tyranny and the tyrant are the same. It's human nature. It's people. It has nothing to do with technology. That's the funny thing. When you look at the Declaration of Independence of 1776 and you juxtaposition it against today, then you say, oh my God. And you don't even need technology to interpret it. You don't need a computer. You don't need an airplane. You don't need any of the modern things that we have today. Television, nothing. You can just, it's right there in plain text because it's all about human nature. And that's exactly what the founding fathers figured out. And that's exactly what New California is all about. It's about, making a much better state out of the one we have right now. And it will. So, you know, the opportunities are endless in New California as opposed to the old California. And that's one of the reasons why people are clamoring and getting on board with the New California movement. It's actually been quite fascinating. We've got now contacts in 41 counties. 41 counties. Just think about that. That is just absolutely, there's only 58 counties. 41 counties have contacted us to try and get on board with the New California movement. That is absolutely phenomenal. Now, we have a number of counties that actually have chartered, that have reached the legal representation phase of it, which is what you need to become part of the new state movement, New California movement. And then we've got a number of counties that are coming on board. So total, probably by the end of, I'd say September, the chartered counties will be well above 30. Wow. That is a huge movement. Think about that. 30. I mean, so this thing is not going away. It's getting bigger. It's getting stronger. We're getting more and more people that are clamoring to want to come on board with this whole notion of having a new California. And, you know, it's going to happen. It will happen. And the problem that people have, it is not an initiative. There's no election that's going to be held for put on the ballot or anything like that. That just is not the way you do it. It is of the people and by the people and for the people that want liberty, that do want to put another star on the flag, that do want to retain and keep a more perfect union by putting another star on the flag and becoming the 51st state of New California. It's going to happen. It is happening. It's happening now. And it's happening on a larger scale than most people realize. So if you want to become part of that and want more information, you can call area code 530-870-8569. That's 530-870-8569. And get some information by going to the website of newcaliforniastate.com. That's newcaliforniastate.com. And get more information there about the New California State Movement, which is gathering steam and momentum like you cannot believe. This is the kind of stuff people wait a lifetime to become involved in. You know, and actually, you don't even get it in your lifetime, these kind of opportunities to actually reshape and reinvigorate, really, the nation by forming a new California. Think about that. The nation is clamoring for this kind of break, I guess you would say, in momentum from the globalists who want to destroy our borders. And that's really what they're trying to do. Trying to go borderless. You know, that's Jerry Brown of California. He is a globalist. And, of course, what has he done to the southern border? Well, he's opened it wide up for illegal aliens and others who have no legal right to be here, but they're here. And they come across, they take our resources from us. That is unacceptable. And the problem, you know, is that it's wide open. We know that there's legal problems with it, but it's just wide open. There's no stopping it from the governor's standpoint. That's the problem. In fact, they're encouraging it. They've got sanctuary cities. Look what they've done. I mean, we could just go on and on and on about the issues that are in California and the reasons why New California is going to happen. And it's all about the grievances. It's all about those things that have led to the tyranny of California over its citizenry. That's really what it comes down to. And it's no different than it was back in 1776, and even before that, the tyranny of England and King George III over the citizens of the 13 colonies. That is exactly where we're at right now in California. Because we do have a tyrannical government. And that is something that is so very easily seen by most people, most casual observers. Why do you think they've got the so-called Cal Exit movement? And why do you think, why do you think Jerry Brown, the governor, has not condemned that? That's clearly a seditious act. That's a seditious act. The governor has not condemned a seditious movement in his own state. What does that tell you? Well, that tells you that he's endorsing it. That's what he's doing. He's endorsing sedition. And then take it to the next step. Javier Becerra approves the signature gathering for a proposition to go on the ballot. Another proof and evidence of approval of a seditious act within our own state. And what's going to happen if they get the 585,000 signatures? They're going to authorize it to go on the ballot. Yet again, another seditious act. Just the notion of having this brought to the ballot is a seditious act. Two of them, actually. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on New State Talk Radio.
Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals, organic family packs, Numana Foods has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. When the time comes to rely upon your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana by going to numana.com/agenda. That's numana.com/agenda. 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 Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq, Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
To Cheyenne, Wyoming, then party in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Yeah.
Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Can't think of a rhyme for Pennsylvania, so I'm skipping to Salem, Oregon, then Austin, Texas, and then maybe Albany, New York for breakfast. Providence, Rhode Island was a blast, and Olympia, Washington was just the bestest.
I want to take a little trip somewhere, yeah, places I've never been, yeah. Moving on a tour without
a... And we're back here on New State Talk Radio, and yeah, make sure you visit the website newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. Get all your information. There's going to be more added to the site as things start to shake out, so to speak. There's a whole bunch of other counties coming on board on the movement right now. Well, there's another six coming on board. We've got going to have 11. And another six on that, I mean, within a week. So, I mean, we're talking almost 20 in a matter of about 10-day period, and 30 we anticipate by the end, at least by the middle to the end of September. That is an amazing number of counties. 41 counties in play right now are interested in being involved with New California State Movement. So newcaliforniastate.com is the website, and you can also call 530-870-8569. Okay, so Oroville Dam situation, and I'm bringing this up because, you know, we talked about Hurricane Harvey in the first segment, but, you know, one of the things, as you know, near and dear to all of us here in the Valley of Northern California is, well, how a lot of us almost died on February 12th because of the inactions, the incompetence of people at the Department of Water Resources. Now, this is not fear-mongering, ladies and gentlemen. What I'm reciting back to you are facts. Facts that were known then as we reported here on Agenda 21 Radio, and I was roundly confronted many times publicly on the radio and other places about my fear-mongering about what was going on that day and night. Now, few people had the opportunity, like I did, to go to the dam on the 11th, the day before this whole disaster was started, and watch the water overtopping on the emergency spillway weir. I did. And I could see at noontime on the 11th that they were in trouble. It was pretty obvious that you saw a lot of soil being eroded away right in front of your face. And that erosion wasn't going to end well, especially as you turned around, and I'll never forget this, turning around and looking at the Oroville Dam Reservoir, Lake Oroville, and looking at that water kind of just drifting, I mean, moving at a very fast rate right at me. It was the most surreal thing. And then watching it over top on the weir, it was in just a few feet away from me. It was just unreal. An ocean of water. So, you know, I knew, I saw it at noontime on the 11th. So a lot of people didn't quite have that perspective that I had. And I could tell that there was real danger going on. And, of course, why didn't the Department of Resources, Water Resources, see that same danger? Even though I talked to people on top of the dam, and they said, there's trouble here. They knew there was trouble there. And they knew when it was overtopping, they could see it. And just, if, you know, even the, some of the videos that were taken and pictures that were taken that same day, later on in the afternoon after I saw it at noontime, it's evident that there was head cutting going on, as they know. And also the warning signs that were coming from many of the workers there, because I was receiving signals then. I was getting calls from people, warning people about what's going on in the dam, in from inside the dam. So, gee, I really do stand behind my resources who were telling me all these different things. But the bigger issue is, why was not the Department of Water Resources really in good communication and being truthful and honest to the sheriff and other safety people that he needed to know to protect human lives from the time the water started to overtop on the 11th till the time 1 hour before the possible collapse of that weir, of that emergency spillway? Why was there no communication? Now, there's an article that came out in the SAC B the other day, and it talks about the Oroville mayor said all was well during dam crisis. Now, this fits exactly what we heard from Corey Honey, the sheriff there, who said he got no communication from the Department of Water Resources until an hour before a potential catastrophe. And he had to insist on this. It was only by accident, he says. Now, I know he was being told in advance, there's trouble, there's trouble. You better check it out. And he did. And thank God he did. My life was saved, as well as perhaps a million other people. But in this article that came out in the Sacramento Bee about the Oroville mayor, it says the gaping crater in Oroville Dam spillway was growing larger. The reservoir was filling to the brim, but Oroville's mayor had a consistent message for her constituents living below the nation's tallest dam. The Department of Water Resources had everything under control. This is an amazing article. You can go to agenda21radio.news and see this article. Oroville mayor said she was well, said all was well during the dam crisis. And you see, she goes on in this article. She talks about how she has been, was informed by many that the DWR had reassured everyone that there was no public safety risk from the situation with the Oroville spillway. Mayor Linda Dahlmeyer posted on her Facebook page on February 10th. 6 months later, Dahlmeyer finds herself on the defensive, and not because her assurances proved almost tragically rosy. 2 days after the post, more than 188,000 people were ordered to evacuate. The criticism comes of who was whispering in the mayor's ear. Now, this is important because, see, ladies and gentlemen, there was already in place, by the 10th, a calming message coming from people from within the Department of Water Resources. And this is what was being reflected and why it was so important that Corey Honey got up there on that dam and stopped it and called for the evacuation. This was a well-thought-out PR stunt, ladies and gentlemen, to keep everybody calm. But the sheriff stepped in and warned everybody. I want you to think about that. There's more to this story. We're definitely going to be covering it. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on New State Talk Radio. Any emergency, Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals, organic family packs, Numana Foods has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. When the time comes to rely upon your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana by going to numana.com/agenda. That's numana.com/agenda. 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 Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq, Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
And welcome back to New State Talk Radio. Please visit the website newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com, and you can call area code 530-870-8569 for more information about New California, the New California State movement that's absolutely going gangbusters, actually. We're talking about the Orville Mayer article, which I think is just so emblematic of all the events that took place that night. Now, we got to plug in Sheriff Corey Honey. If you have not heard this story, it's up on our website, agenda21radio.news, about the story of the sheriff and how the sheriff became informed that there was a problem on the night or the afternoon of February 12th at the Orville Dam. And I was reflecting in the last segment about my own situation and my own thing about the dam and going up there on the 11th and seeing there's obviously trouble here. There is trouble. I could see by the way the men were working, by their body language, and I asked people, I started asking some construction workers, said, you know, I really can't talk to the press. I said, well, you know, we got my press pass, talk to me. And they talked. And they knew there was trouble then. And they were reporting it up to people. There was trouble. There was trouble. Head cutting was already starting to take place underneath the weir. In other words, that's that concrete edifice that goes across about 1,600 feet. It's about 30 feet high. They knew there was soil erosion underneath it. And then we don't even get into the whole story about why there was no concrete where there was just soil. And again, the worst thing that they did was they never kept up the maintenance of the emergency spillway, and they allowed trees and plants and shrubs to grow over the soil in which water was supposed to just sheet over it. Well, water never sheets over soil. It erodes it. It finds the easiest way to cut into it. Water is the most corrosive thing. So there was some wrong plan, but, you know, the in advance of that, that soil that lays right there in front of that weir, there were warnings. In fact, there were suits that were filed. There were complaints that were filed that demanding that concrete be placed down there so that it wouldn't get so much erosion. And then if the spillway, this is back in 2006, the spillway, if it had to be used, it would not erode. And, of course, well, it had to be used that night, according to those of the water resources people. Anyway. Just another hitch in the giddy-up, isn't it? Thanks for listening to New State Talk Radio. And make sure you visit the website called NewCaliforniaState.com. NewCaliforniaState.com. Thanks for listening to New State Talk Radio. Emergency. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals, organic family packs, Numana Foods has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. When the time comes to rely upon your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana by going to numana.com/agenda. That's numana.com/agenda. 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 Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
My son was
was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq, Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.